Come thy way, Signor Fabian.
Nay, I'll come if I lose a scruple of this sport. Let me be boiled to death with melancholy.
Wouldst thou not be glad to have the niggardly, rascally sheep badger come by some notable shame?
I would exult, man. You know, he brought me out of favour with my lady about a bear baiting here.
To anger him, we'll have the bear again, and we'll fool him black and blue, shall we not, Sir Andrew?
And we do not, 'tis pity of our lives.
Here comes the little villain, now the metal of India.
Get ye all three into the box tree. Malvolio's coming down this walk. He's been yonder in the sun, practicing behaviour to his own shadow this half hour. Serve him for the love of mockery, for I know this letter will make a contemplative idiot of him. Close in the name of jesting. Lie thou there. For here comes the trout that must be caught with tickling.
Tis but fortune. All is fortune. Maria once told me she did affect me, and I have heard herself come thus near that should she fancy, it should be one of my complexion. Besides, she uses me with a more exalted respect than anyone else. What should I think of?
Here's an overweening rogue.
Peace, contemplation makes a rare turkey cock of him, how he jets under his advanced plumes.
Slight, I could so beat the rogue.
Peace, I say.
To be Count Malvolio.
Oh, rogue!
Pistol him, pistol him.
Peace.
There is example for it. The lady of the streets, he married the yeoman of the wardrobe.
Fie on him, Jezebel.
Oh, peace, now he's deeply in. Look how imagination blows him.
Having been 3 months married to her, sitting in my state.
For a stone boat to hit him in the eye.
Calling my officers about me in my branched velvet gown. Having come from a day bed where I have left Olivia sleeping.
Oh, peace.
And then to have the human of state, and often a demure travel of regard, telling them I know my place as I would they should do theirs, to ask for my kinsman, Toby.
Boots, oh, peace. Now.
7 of my people, with an obedient start, make out for him. I frown the while, and perchance wind up my watch, or play with my some rich jewel. Toby approaches, curtsies there to me.
Shall this fellow live?
Though our silence be drawn from us with cars, yet peace.
I extend my hand to him thus, quenching my familiar smile with an austere regard of control.
And does not Toby take you a blow on the lips then?
Saying, Cousin Toby, my fortunes having cast me on your niece, give me this prerogative of speech.
What?
You must amend your drunkenness.
Oh, scram!
Oh, patience, or we break the sinews of our plot.
Besides, you waste the treasure of your time with a foolish knight.
Me, I warrant you.
One Sir Andrew.
I knew it was I, for many do call me fool.
Oh, what employment have we here?
Now is the woodcock near the chin.
Oh, peace, and the spirit of humour's intimate reading aloud to him.
By my life, this is my lady's head. These be her very C's, her U's, and her T's, and thus makes she her great P's. It is in contempt to question her hand.
C's, her U's, and her T's, why that?
To the unknown beloved, this and my good wishes, her very phrases. By your leave, wax soft. And the impression, her Lucrece, with which she uses to seal. Tis, my lady. To whom should this be?
This winds him, liver and all.
Jove knows I love, but who? Lips do not move, no man must know. No man must know. What follows? The numbers altered, no man must know. If this should be thee, Malvolio.
Marry, hang thee, Brock.
I may command where I adore, but silence, like a Lucrece knife, with bloodless stroke, my heart doth gore, M-O-A-I, doth sway my life.
A Faustian riddle.
Excellent wench, say I.
M-O-A-I, doth sway my life. Nay, but first, let me see.
What dish of poison has she dressed him?
And with what wing the stallion checks at it?
I may command where I adore, but she may command me, I serve her, she's my lady, why this is evident to any formal capacity, there's no obstruction in this. And the end, what should that alphabetical position portend? If I could make that resemble something in me, something, M-O-A-I-O-A,
make up that he's not a cold scent. Souter
will cry upon for all this, though it be as rank as a fox.
Malvolio, M. Where that begins my name.
Did I not say he would work it out? The cur is excellent at faults.
But then there is no consonancy in the sequel that suffers under probation. A should follow, but O does.
And O shall end, I hope.
Aye, or I'll cudgel him and make him cry, O.
And then I comes behind.
Aye, and you had any eye behind you, you might see more detraction at your heels than fortunes before you.
M-O-A-I. This simulation is not as the former, and yet... Crush this a little, it would bell to me. Every one of these letters are in my name. Here follows prose. If this fall into thy hand, revolve. In my stars I am above thee, but be not afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon us. Thy shapes open their hands. Let thy blood and spirit embrace them, and to inure thyself to what thou art like to be, cast thy humble slough and appear fresh. Be opposite with the kinsmen, surly with servants. Let thy tongue tang arguments of state. Put thyself into the trick of singularity. She thus advises thee that sighs for remember, who commended thy yellow stockings and wished to see thee ever cross-gartered? I say, remember, who too thou art made if thou desirest to be so. If not, let me see thee a steward still, the fellow of servants, and not worthy to touch fortune's fingers. Farewell, she that would alter services with thee, the fortunate, unhappy. Daylight and champion discovers not more. This is open. I will be proud. I will read politic authors. I will baffle Sir Toby. I will wash off gross acquaintance. I will be point device the very man. Not now, fool myself to let imagination jade me, for every reason excites us that my lady loves me. She did commend my yellow stockings of late. She did, is my leg being cross-gartered, and in this she manifests herself to my love, and with a kind of injunction drives me to these habits of her liking. I thank my stars. I am happy. I will be strange, stout, in yellow stocking and cross garter, even with the swiftness of putting off. Jove and my stars be friends. Here is yet a postscript. Thou canst not choose but know who I am. If thou entertainst my love, let it appear in thy smiling. Thy smiles become thee well. Therefore, in my presence, still smile, dear, oh my sweet, I pray. Jove, I thank thee. I will smile. I will do everything that thou wilt ever.
I will not give my part of this sport for a pension of thousands to be paid from the Sophie.
I could marry this wench for this device.
So could I, too.
And ask no other dowry with her but such another jest.
Nor I neither.
Ah, here comes my noble gull catcher.
Wilt thou set thy foot on my neck?
Or of mine either?
Shall I blame the freedom of trade trip and become thy bond slave?
In faith, or I either.
Why, thou hast put him in such a dream.
when the image of it leaves him, he must run
mad. Nay, but say true, does it work upon him?
Like that provided with a meat.
Well, if you'll then see the fruits of the sport, mark his first approach before my lady. He will come to her in yellow stockings, and it's a colour she abhors, and cross-gartered, a fashion she detests. And he'll smile upon her, which will now be so unsuitable to her disposition, being addicted to a melancholy as she is, that it cannot but turn him into a notable contempt. If you'll see it, follow me.
To the gates of Tartar, the most excellent devil of the race.
I'll make one too.